This is Talk About Music. I'm Steve Sartaylor. In today's episode, we have a Beatles special. I'll be reviewing the recently released 1962-66 and 67-70 compilation albums. We also have a guest, Will Lynch, who'll be joining me to do battle in Beatles v Stones. We'll reveal our top 10 Beatles and Stones songs, discuss the new Now and Then single, and champion a new and exciting band in our old and new section. Let's get started on Talk About Music. So, great news if you're a Beatles fan like me. We've had the re-release at the end of last year of the 1962-66 and 1967-70 compilation albums, originally released in 1973 and forever after that known as the Red and the Blue albums because of the colour of the covers and in some cases of the vinyl inside them. So the red being the 62-66 and the blue 67-70. So let's start with the 62-66. Track list, we have Love Me Do, Please Please Me, From Me to You, She Loves You, I Won't Hold Your Hand, All My Loving, Can't Buy Me Love, Hard Day's Night, And a Lover, 8 Days a Week, I Feel Fine, Ticket to Ride, Yesterday, Help, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, We Can Work It Out, Day Tripper, Drive My Car, Norwegian Wood, Nowhere Man, Michelle, In My Life, Girl, Paperback Writer, Eleanor Rigby, Yellow Submarine. Now on the vinyl, this is where you have all the new songs are added on. So you got Sora Standing There, Twist and Shout, This Boy, Roll Over Beethoven, You Really Got a Hold on Me, You Can't Do That. And on the flip side, If I Needed Someone, Got to Get You Into My Life, I'm Only Sleeping, Taxman, Here, There and Everywhere, and Tomorrow Never Knows. I mean, there are some excellent additions there. And what's happened most notably is that the album that now has the most songs is Revolver. Originally, it was a Rubber Soul, not a bad album either. But in this one, this really is Revolver heavy with 7 new tracks on it. Got to Get You Into My Life, I'm Only Sleeping, Taxman, Here, There and Everywhere, Tomorrow Never Knows are the 5 new, plus Eleanor Rigby and Yellow Submarine, which were on the original. I think really the headline from those would be Tomorrow Never Knows, which is an astonishing track, and I'm so glad that they've actually ended the whole thing on that, on the CD. That's also the last track, so you sort of end that period, 62-66, with such a fantastic song that changes everything, both studio-wise with the tape loops used on it. I'm a little bit surprised I'm Only Sleeping is on there. I would have put in Rain instead of that, which is a fantastic song. It's the B-side of Paperback Writer, a track which Ringo recently said is probably the best drumming he's played on. For me, personally, it's not a great song. Good to see a Here, There and Everywhere in there. Got to Get You Into My Life, 2 McCartney songs. Another one I would have put in, I think, would be I'm Down, B-side of Help. Really, really good song. But instead of that, you've got, as the new songs in there, you've got things like Twist and Shout, which is not a Beatles song, obviously, but you've also got This Boy. I mean, that's a great song. Again, a B-side. Roll Over Beethoven, which again is a strange choice because that isn't a Beatles song. And I don't know the reason they put that in. Maybe because they use it again in their live shows. You Really Got a Hold on Me, another brilliant song. The vocal on that from Lennon, if you get a chance to listen to that, is an absolutely amazing vocal. You Can't Do That, another Lennon song. If I Needed Someone, George's song, of course. That's from Rubber Soul. Great, great song. Taxman, that's a fantastic song. With, I think, probably agreed in Beatles circles with the best guitar solo probably of any Beatles song. And McCartney played the solo on that. And I'm Only Sleeping and Tomorrow Never Knows. So those are the new songs. My only criticism after listening to it would be Help, which has been remixed, and it kind of sounds as if it's lost its original sort of energy and excitement. It's had the life taken out of it. I don't know why in the mix. It sounds a bit flat. So there you are, the 1962 to 1966 Beatles compilation album that's available now. And if you don't know that many songs, I would start with this one. Hope you enjoy it. Okay, let's take a look at the 1967 to 1970 Blue Album compilation, originally released in 1973. So the headlines really are 37 songs in total, 9 new songs. The main headline being Hey Bulldog is finally here, but Old Brown Shoe is still there, and I've no idea why, but we'll get onto that in a second. So going through the track lists, Strawberry Fields Forever, Penny Lane, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, With a Little Help from My Friends, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, A Day in the Life, All You Need Is Love, I Am the Walrus, Hello Goodbye, The Fool on the Hill, Magical Mystery Tour, Lady Madonna, Hey Jude and Revolution. Back in the USSR, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Obladi Oblada, Get Back, Don't Let Me Down, The Ballad of John and Yoko, Old Brown Shoe, Here Comes the Sun, Come Together, Something, Octopus's Garden, Let It Be, Across the Universe, and The Long and Winding Road. That's disc one and two. And on what they do on the vinyl is the same as they did with the 62, 66, is they add the new songs just on one vinyl at the end. The CD is different, but it's on the vinyl. I'll just go through them. You have Blackbird. I mean, that's why wasn't that on the original? I've no idea. It's an amazing song. Dear Prudence, one of my favorite Beatles songs, written by John. And that was a big hit for Susie and the Banshees in the early 80s after Lennon died. It was an amazing version of that song if you want to hear it. Glass Onion surprised us on there. Within You Without You, song from George. Really nice song. That's one of his Indian-influenced songs from the Sgt. Pepper album. And in fact, I think he's the only Beatle who plays on it. The others are not on that. There's a lot of Indian instrumentation on that. Hey Bulldog, as I said, amazing song. Oh Darling, surprised to see that on there. I'm Your Mine, another George song, and I Want You, She's So Heavy, John's song from Abbey Road. So there's one missing, which I'll keep to the end. So there's now five songs on the compilation that were on the original Sgt. Pepper's album. Penny Lane, of course, and Strawberry Fields were originally going on the album, and then they were left off and put out as singles and didn't go on the original album, apparently. So that was a mistake from George Martin. He said he just put them out, gave them to EMI to put out singles. And they did. That was the first song, a double A-side. It didn't go to number one. It was beaten to number one by Please Release Me by Engelbert Humperdinck. What a name. Engelbert Humperdinck. I mean, who thought that would work? His original name was Jerry Dorsey. I mean, what's wrong with Jerry Dorsey? Engelbert Humperdinck. What? The other song on there? Is Now and Then. Exactly. Which was written originally by John Lennon in the mid-70s. And then it was re-recorded, or it was mixed and different parts added from Paul and Ringo last year, and it was re-released in 2023. It's on the 67 to 70 album. It wasn't even an idea in this. I've no idea. Yes, I don't know. And I'll be speaking about that later, about that song and what I think of it and how it was made, and that this whole, it was an AI track. It wasn't an AI track, but more on that later. So, yes, yeah, so I think amazing. I wouldn't have put Old Brown Shoe on there. Instead of that, you could have put maybe She's Leaving Home. What a song that is. And why isn't that on there? But there's it's the Beatles. Again, it's the Beatles. You could have put so many more songs on there. So yeah, 67 to 70, the Blue Album. Have a listen to it. That's the dog shaking. Yeah, so 67 to 70, if you get a chance, have a listen to that. And yeah, hope you enjoy it. Okay, on the pod today, we have Will Lynch.
Hello, Steve. How are we doing?
Good, thank you. Good. So today we're talking about Beatles versus Stones. I mean, what do you reckon?
Stones all the way in my mind.
So I thought good way of doing this is to do like a 30-second pitch. 30-second to 1-minute pitch. So do you want to go first?
Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay.
Time starts now. Yes, so first off, if you're listening to the pod, then you're streaming the audio across the internet. Imagine a band that's so influential, they were the first to broadcast a live concert over the internet in 1994. Before the word streaming was a buzzword. And let's talk about breaking boundaries. The Stones didn't just push the envelopes, they absolutely shredded it. They were the first rock and roll band to perform in Russia, battling through the Cold War tensions and making history in 1998. It wasn't just for show. This is a statement that resonated globally and really defines who the Rolling Stones are. They're not just musicians, they are the embodiment of rock and roll. We talk about the music, their albums, Let It Bleed, Sticky Fingers, The Bigger Bang, amazing albums, gave us anthems like Gimme Shelter and Brown Sugar. The sounds weren't just heard, they were felt, and they talked about and sang about actual issues, unlike the Beatles, who were just good little Christian boys. Stones' performances are unmatched. The free concert in Hyde Park, just 2 days after the tragic loss of Brian Jones, it was a poignant tribute, defining moment for rock and roll, and 250,000 fans turned up. We're talking about tours, the Bigger Bang tour in 2006. They performed in front of 1.5 million people at Copacabana Beach. Absolutely massive. So, that's my 30 seconds. This is why the Stones are better than the Beatles.
In your opinion. So, very good, very good.
30 seconds, but this is where... rest my case.
No, you rest your case. Yeah. Back to your ring, back to your corner. Okay, Beatles, here we go. 20 number one singles, 16 number one albums. The Stones only had 14. Back in your box. And that's more than any other band, by the way. 16 number one albums, more than anybody still. Made history when on the 4th of April, 64... How good is that? 4th of April, that's my birthday.
There you go.
4th of April, 64, when they had the entire top five in the US. Five, Please Please Me, 4, I Wanna Hold Your Hand, 3, She Loves You, 2, Twist and Shout, 1, Can't Buy Me Love, plus 7 more in the top 100. I mean,
unreal.
That's pretty impressive. On the... 9th of Feb, 64, 73 million people watched them on the Ed Sullivan Show in the US, which was a record at the time. They did the first ever stadium gig in August 65 at Shea Stadium in New York. Revolutionized the music industry, changed youth culture, and only an active band for 8 years, between 62 and 70. And I think this, for me, is the main one, is the jump in creativity from their first single, Love Me Do, in 62, to A Day in the Life in 67. In just 5 years, the jump is astonishing. If you think of Love Me Do, it's a basic two-chord song with drums, bass, guitar, and voice, 2 minutes long. A Day in the Life is 5 minutes, 35 long, with drums, percussion, Hammond organ, piano, acoustic guitar, bass, and vocals, and a 40-piece orchestra. What they did, they made a happening for that, where they had stars of the day invited to watch the orchestra perform, including Jagger, Richards, and Brian Jones from the Stones. I know, get that in there. The song ends with all Beatles plus producer George Martin playing an E major chord on three different pianos. The chord rings out for 40 seconds. I mean, if you think of their first single, only lasted 2 minutes. Also at the event was the Hollies producer, Ron Richards, who apparently at the end was sat with his head in his hands saying, "I can't believe it. I give up. I rest my case."
There you go. It's a good 30 seconds.
I think it was more than 30 seconds. But yeah. Okay, so that's the pitch. What about a top 10?
I mean, you can't sum Rolling Stones down into the top 10, but I'm going
to
give it a go.
You're going to have to, yeah.
First one is I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Obviously, right. It's a very, very simple riff, but it's often held as a defining anthem of rock and roll. The Stones actually didn't like that hit when they wrote that. Did you know this? So they thought it was going to be a B track, maybe like a throwaway track. And then they got convinced, let's put it out. And it was actually, you know, that was the track that sent them,
To fame. Yeah.
Gimme Shelter next, obviously.
That's my favourite Stones track.
Mary Clayton, my vocals on that are incredible. Lyrically amazing as well.
Yeah.
Sympathy for the Devil. I love that song so much. I think it's really clever the way that it does it. And again, goes back to why they're breaking down barriers and the Christian boys at the Beatles would never do something like that. Paint It Black, again, like it's very very weird and out there. It got banned a couple of times because people thought they're doing...
Do you know the interesting thing about Paint It Black?
Go on.
There's a sitar on it, and it's the second... Only the second time a sitar has been used. You know where I'm going with this. Only a second time a sitar has been used in Western pop music. What was the first?
That other shitty Beatles song.
No, bosh. Norwegian Wood.
Norwegian Wood. Yeah. Of course it was, yeah. going into number three, Angie. This just shows the range of their songwriting abilities. It's such a great song. Miss You, this is going into disco era.
Yeah.
This again, like when you look at the big rock bands of today. Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl even says he was inspired by disco. So I think
Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Foo Fighters. Wild Horses. Again, like Jagger's voice in this is incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot of people think Jagger can't sing. You listen to that, and then
of course he can sing.
Jumping Jack Flash. That's in my list because one of the first guitarists I ever learnt. Mother's Little Helper, again, like,
oh, that's a strange one.
Yeah, but I love the whole like you know, breaking down that prescription drug culture that was going on with housewives in the 60s. I think it's amazing that they were able to like tap right into that.
I think,
but now you look at it, I mean, what, Mick Jagger's been a multimillionaire, the biggest rock star for the last 40 years. There's no way he could write about something as like a societal issue like that, because he's so far removed now. And then my final one is Rough Justice from the Bigger Bang album in 2005. It just kind of proves that they're still relevant. They can still write decent rock songs.
Good, a good top 10. Really good top 10. Okay, Beatles top 10 for me, and I'll do it in reverse order to make it more interesting. You didn't do that. number 10, A Day in the Life. I mean, I mean, as I said earlier, the transition from Love Me Do in 62 to A Day in the Life, which actually was recorded in January 67. I mean, what an astonishing song. I love that song. It's a John song, mainly, and then Paul's bit is the woke up, fell out of bed, that bit in the middle. And then the orchestral section where the orchestra was told to start on their lowest note in the available bars and end on their highest note in 24 bars, and they were to go up at whatever speed they wanted. So a fantastic song. I love that. Across the Universe, I've got as number 9 from John Lennon. I mean, the lyrics to this, I mean, if you look at today's songs, the lyric, and then look at the lyrics to this, words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. I mean, you don't get lyrics like that nowadays.
ChatGPT could do that.
So that's my number 9. Number 8, Strawberry Fields Forever. Iconic song again. That was the start of the Flower Power movement, of course, early 67. That was released as a single. That's not on Sgt. Pepper, recorded at the same time as Sgt. Pepper, but not on the album.
That's the Mellotron one, right?
That's the one that starts. The chords on the Mellotron. Number 7, Eleanor Rigby.
Great song.
Another song written by Paul. There's actually, when I look through my list, I think there's probably more Paul songs than John songs. Anyway, a great, great song. Number 6, A Long and Winding Road.
Yeah, I'm into that. I like the song.
A soppy one in there, but I like that. Number 5, She's Leaving Home. Now, this could have been my number 1. I love the subject matter. The girl leaves home, but it actually does it in the beginning from her perspective, and he also does it from the parents' perspective. And to write a song like that at 24... I mean, I don't know how you do that. It's an incredible song. And yeah, could it be my number 1, that? I love it. Number 4, Penny Lane. So along with Strawberry Fields, that's the one where they went back to their childhood, talking about areas of the Liverpool that they knew. 3, Something.
My favourite.
Really?
Yep.
Great song. Yeah, and that's the one that Sinatra said is the best love song of the last 50 years.
Can't argue with Sinatra.
You can't argue with Frank. And you wouldn't want to. Number 2, Let It Be. Now, when I saw McCartney live, this was the one that made me cry. The emotion in his voice when he sings this is astonishing. A beautiful song. And number 1, Hey Jude.
There you go. Anthemic.
Yeah, anthemic indeed. I think it's the first song I remember hearing on the radio, so it has a resonance with me because of that. But yeah, I still love hearing it, and it still gives me the chills, which I think is important.
Nice.
Like it. Good top 10.
What do you think of the new song by the Beatles, The Now and Then?
Oh, The Now and Then story. Oh, I mean, of course, in the press, I think leading up to it, the press was saying it's the Beatles' AI track. It wasn't an AI track. So the story goes that it's a song written by John in the mid sort of 70s, 76 time, 77. And on the recording he made, it's a piano vocal song only, made on a cassette. And you can hear the TV on. He always had the TV on all the time as he was writing songs, apparently. So you can hear the TV in the background. Now, cut to 96, I think, 95, 96, when the Beatles were doing the anthology and they were recording new songs. So George, Paul and Ringo. They recorded Real Love. And they thought of doing this one, but they couldn't remove, and they didn't know how to remove at that time, the sound of the background noise. So they left it. Anyway, cut then to 2021, 22, after the Get Back documentary. Peter Jackson was into the technology where you could remove, all of a sudden, you could remove background noise. So what they managed to do was they managed to take Lennon's vocal off the original cassette. I mean, I find this amazing. Mm-hmm. Off the original cassette, put it on computer, enhance it so you've lost the TV or the background noise, and you're just left with Lennon's original vocal. I mean, that's amazing, isn't it?
So clever.
So what they then did was they put that to a track and they added new drums, bass and everything over the top of that. I mean, that side of it is amazing, and it's an emotional... I mean, his lyric and his... I think it's hearing his voice in it is the emotional thing, and that's the thing that everybody resonates with. Is it a classic? No. Is it going to end... people say, which album would it have been on? Well, it would have ended up on Abbey Road because it's the closest to that. It's not a classic song, and it wouldn't appear in anyone's top 10, top 20, top 30. But it's a good way of end. It's a good coda, isn't it? It's a coda to the story, and I think most of us are thinking, don't do any more. I think that's like a coda, and that should be it.
Yeah. Nice.
Interesting thing, of course, the Stones' Hackney Diamonds. Yeah. Came out at the same time. I love that album, by the way.
Yeah, great album.
And that was the number one album the same time as Now and Then was the number one single in the UK. How bizarre is that? How bizarre is that?
History repeating itself, huh?
Okay, well, just before we finish, I've got a little section I want to do every week on my pods, which is called Old and New.
Old and New!
What a singer this man is. And... do you want to start?
Yeah, I'll go Old.
Yeah, Old first.
You May Be Right by Billy Joel.
Oh, I haven't heard that in ages. That's a great song. That's a great song.
One of the ones where he doesn't sound like Billy Joel. Everyone thinks, again, they think it's the Stones. But yeah, the lyrics in there, Friday night I crashed your party, Saturday I said I'm sorry, Sunday came and trashed it all again.
Coming back to me now, yeah.
Basically, good song. Every weekend. And then my new song, which is a couple of years old now, but it's Rock and Roll Deserves to Die by The Darkness.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, that really explodes, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's the ending where it gets faster and faster and faster. Do not listen to that while you're driving.
You'd be off the road. Okay, my old and new, old one. Actually, I'll do a Stone song. Old and new would be Start Me Up. That was the song that got me into the Stones, actually.
Great song.
Late 70s, something like that. Great song. And new, going to promote a local band here, Beach Town and Broken. Let's have a listen. How good is that?
I love that.
They're good,
that's
aren't
really
they?
Really cool.
They're good. They're getting interest right now. They're doing local gigs. Yeah, fantastic band. Beach Town and Broken. Okay, well, thanks, Will, for coming on the pod. It's been fantastic having you on today. Right. Will Lynch. Yeah.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. And yeah, it's great to see that the Rolling Stones are beating the Beatles once again.
And cut.